Hey, we catch Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on his commute to work today, back to Lansing for lawmakers, and that should prove to be entertaining, Mike.
We've got a big schedule ahead of us this week, Greg. It's nice to be back into a cadence, but the thing that I'm looking most forward to is I'm hoping that the governor finally comes to their senses there in that department and loosens up on gyms, bowling centers, and dance studios, et cetera. We've been putting a lot of pressure on her for the last few weeks because there's just been no sense at all to why they've remained locked down like they have. And all indications are that maybe tomorrow she'll loosen things up a little bit for that cohort of businesses, which is way overdue.
Yeah, that's you've got businesses teetering on the brink, aren't they, Mike?
We've got a couple of bowling alleys and bowling centers in the Jackson area that have indicated that if they don't open up in the next 30 days, they probably will never open back up. And that's indicative across the state, particularly in the lower peninsula. As you know, that some of these things were loosened up in the upper lower peninsula and the UP many, many weeks ago. And yet we still have been waiting for this to occur here in southern Michigan. I just wished she'd followed her original phase plan, because if she had, virtually every business in southern Michigan would be open for patrons right now.
Well, everybody is predicting she will do that tomorrow. Then where do we go, Mike?
Then I think it's a watchful waiting process. We'll probably pay close attention to how the variations of different schools and how they've opened up and whether there's any outbreaks there. My consultation and advice to schools and parents with regards to COVID is that don't let one data point, you know, throw you off kilter. There's going to be infections that occur. I believe schools have great plans in place to address those. And so don't let just one data point or a couple of data points scare you away from having your kids safely taken care of. In addition to paying close attention to what the governor is going to be hopefully announcing this week, we've got a long list of legislative priorities that need addressing. One of them is elections. We experienced a very high amount of absentee ballots in the primary, and expecting that to nearly double in the coming general election. And so we are debating right now, and debating is the right word.
Yeah.
What should we do to allow clerks to pre-process absentee ballots that have been received, not to pre-count, but to basically stage them so that the workers don't have to stand for 48 post-election to process them. And then we've got a supplemental this week, I think, will get started, that it relates to embracing the new $300 unemployment bonus coming from the federal government. And I'm hoping that supplemental also includes some relief funds for all those families and businesses in the Midland area that got damaged so bad when those dams collapsed.
Yeah, that was ugly up there.
But it sure was.
On the voting, Mike. It sounds like you're at least amenable to that process.
Well, I was the cork in the process before the primary. I said we're making too many suggested changes based on speculation, and so I personally held up any changes until after the primary. Now that we've got data, it is clear that in certain areas they do have a bottleneck. It's a lot of different reasons. Some of it is antiquated equipment or lack of high-speed equipment, and some of it is that they just have a large number of absentee ballots that they're expecting to come in. They do take a little more time to process. But there's also this, my concern, quite frankly, is once those envelopes are opened up, two things can happen. One, that the ballot can be spoiled itself, or, of course, there's always the possibility of being altered. There's a New York Post article that was in the paper this weekend that talks about a guy out of New York and New Jersey who has spent his career basically, you know, fooling with elections. And it was very revealing of the kinds of tactics, the kinds of tactics that they used, even up to and including partnering with postal service workers and, you know, saying, hey, listen, if you get some absentee ballot requests be delivered to certain addresses, why don't you just not deliver them? You know what I'm saying?
Get a life.
It is a very important thing for us to maintain the integrity of our elections. And if we lose it, it'll be hard to get back. And so that's why I've been very reluctant to move quickly on any kind of changes. And this week we will ramp up the conversation. So to your question, am I amenable? Yes. Uh-huh. But it's going to be very carefully done.
That guy wasn't from Russia, was he?
He was not from Russia.
What about the budget, Mike?
Yeah, I'm actually rather optimistic on the budget.
Okay.
You know, sometimes when there's fewer funds available, it's easier to reach agreement because you're trying to minimize the effect on what would most people would consider necessary services. And, you know, you're not arguing over extra money for pet projects. And so there's a healthiness to this. And I know the two probes teams plus the governor's office have been working on, you know, where can we do strategic cuts? And that's been a big project for the last 10, 12 days. So I'm rather optimistic about getting the budget done and being not a lot of drama.
But there's got to be some drama if you're cutting $1 billion.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised.
Okay.
Spread that amount over 12 months and over the entire budget. You'd be surprised how we can find that stuff. It's a, you know, we have a $57, $58, $59 billion budget, so it's doable, Greg.
Okay. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky off to back to work today. Good luck, Mike.
Well, you know, I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Those potholes.
I'm not going to let you get away with that. I'm not just back to work today. I'm back in session today.
Follow me
around for the last 6 weeks. You'd find that I probably wasn't just sitting around knitting my next sweater.
Yeah, I didn't think you were out fishing. No, I understand.
Okay, buddy.
I think everybody does. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
You have a great day. You have a great day.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, still at work.